Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome. You're listening to Sports Econ 101, the show where we discuss sports topics from a business perspective. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd. Today's trivia theme is going to be baseball, because at each commercial break, we are going to ask a sports trivia question. And the reason we're doing baseball is because in the next segment, we're going to introduce a longtime friend of the show, Stephen Travers. And let's see, when we get back also, in addition to talking to Steve, certain topics we want to cover. O.J. Simpson's estate fighting a $33 million payout from the 1997 wrongful death ruling. Andrew Luck trying to make a comeback after 6 years. Want to talk a little bit about the WNBA draft and Olympic track and field, the first sport to pay prize money. And I want to see if you guys know what the average salaries are in the three major sports. And for anyone who's doing fantasy baseball, how's your Jose Abreu doing? Yeah, not so good. We're going to get into his stats, too. Any comments, boys?
Does that include the WNBA?
Yeah, actually, I do have a figure on that as well. Yeah,
I do, too. I'm curious what your figure says.
Okay. Just like I know you had big challenges with regard to how many viewers there were for the college finals for the women and then college finals for the men. And you're shaking your head and going, I don't believe it. Right?
Well, yeah, man. I mean, how much time do we have? Do we have 15 seconds to say something?
15 seconds. Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, women's final is on Sunday at 3 p.m. No competition whatsoever. Men's final is on Monday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, 6:30 West Coast time. What time is the NBA, the call it men's final end? About midnight. So, of course, there's no competition. That's another factor that I didn't even think about.
That is a very good point. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be back.
In the ever-evolving realm of real estate, where uncovering exceptional deals presents a challenge, a tailored solution awaits. Picture yourself receiving exclusive off-market real estate deals directly to your inbox each month, an opportunity for any astute investor. Embark on this journey at mortgageinvesting.com and delve into the potential waiting for you with Scottsdale Mortgage Investment's exclusive trade desk. This platform unveils a spectrum of opportunities, providing entry to off-market mortgage notes, including performing loans, non-performing loans, and REOs. What adds to the excitement? This carefully curated selection of deals is refreshed every single month. Ready to enhance your real estate strategy? Take definitive action now. Visit mortgageinvesting.com, enlist in the trade desk, and unveil an assortment of exclusive off-market deals with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments. Seize this opportunity. Navigate to mortgageinvesting.com today and redefine your real estate journey with Scottsdale Mortgage Investments, where exclusive possibilities converge with your investment ambitions. Act promptly and join now.
Attention business owners. How can you attract 22,000 new customers? How can you generate 10% in new sales? By accepting iText dollars for sales in the cashless marketplace, your business can access an exclusive cashless distribution channel, attract new customers, and generate new sales. Barbara Hill says,
iText has been one of the best things I've ever done for my business. It brings me business I would never reach with any other marketing.
It's simply the best cashless marketplace around. iText will change the way you look at money. Members in increase sales, conserve cash, and utilize a new distribution channel by using iText dollars to transact business. iText is the leading marketplace for cashless business transactions across North America. Our members processed more than $300 million in transactions last year. The fact is, iText dollars work. Isn't it time they started working for you? To register, visit itext.com, promo code 408-408, or call 408-504-8400. For more information.
The Elk Cove Inn, voted number one of 77 bed and breakfasts in Mendocino County, invites you to explore one of the most romantic boutique hotels on the Northern California coast. This one-of-a-kind ocean view inn is part bed and breakfast, part homestead and sustainable farm. The Elk Cove Inn goes above and beyond to offer a home away from home experience with unpretentious comfort, complete amenities, beautiful gardens and grounds, breakfast in bed, fine dining experience, and a day spa. Be prepared to relax, unwind, and recharge. Our spectacular ocean view rooms and cottages welcome you with a gift basket, champagne, and delicious breakfast. Enjoy the afternoon with a bonfire, wine, cheese, and games. A favorite for romantic getaways, the Elk Cove Inn is also a popular destination for reunions and business gatherings. Go to ElkCoveInn.com for reservations. That's ElkCoveInn.com.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. I'm Edward Brown along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowell, and now, Mike, we're going to let you introduce our guest, even though he's been on our show a few times.
Well, oh boy, what a distinct honor that is. Let's just start off with this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we want to welcome to the big show a gentleman that I know very well. I'm going to have to say one of my dear friends in life, and a talented guy, a superb author, an historian, a guy with a little something upstairs. And just an all-around great human being. Well, we say hello to the one and only Stephen Travers of
Blue. The crowd goes wild. Hey, Stephen.
How are you, Steve?
Thank you, Mike, for that kind introduction. Thank you. I'm on with two great Terra Linda Trojans.
Hey, fight on, I guess.
Yeah,
that's right. I was class of 78. So,
yeah.
Mike, what year were you graduate? Oh, you're a young man.
2010.
Baseball for Charles funny. Scott. Yeah,
just got out a few years ago.
All right. Mike, go ahead. Tell the audience why Steve is on our sports show.
Steve is a very gifted writer. He's written, gosh, I don't know how many books now, maybe close to 30. And one of the reasons Steve is on our show today is for his vast knowledge. But he's also an historian of the University of Southern California. Now, one of the biggest things that happened in the sports world recently was the absolute American saga and tragedy of one O.J. Simpson. And there's no better man to talk about the life and times of O.J. Simpson than Stephen Travers. And Steve, first and foremost, if you look at this O.J. Simpson, it's an American tragedy, a Greek tragedy. And there's just so many layers. How do you even start off this conversation? But O.J. Simpson, the life and times of him. I don't know, Steve. It's such a complex story.
Well, it's a very personal story for me, and it starts in 1967. My whole family was in Cal, and I grew up on the Memorial Stadium, watching the Cal Bears, and my dad loved anything
Cal football orange. I was the bat boy for the Cal baseball team. So it was all Cal. And so we're listening to the radio, and here's this guy going, Simpson the ball carrier, Southern Cal, 8-yard gain, first down, Simpson the ball carrier, touchdown, Southern Cal. Southern Cal leads 34-0. And I was thinking, well, what is this about, right? What is Southern Cal? I was thinking, is this some version of Cal? And I remember they used to call UCLA University of California Southern Brand. Is that what they are? I said, who is Southern Cal? Says, oh, well, this is the University of Southern California. And
hey, Steve, can you get a little closer to your mic? You're kind of cutting in and out.
Yeah, and I said, okay. Well, why are we listening to them? He says, well, because they have a running back named O.J. Simpson, and my dad was a professor at City College, and he knew O.J. at City College, and he helped O.J. get into USC. Probably gave him a courtesy grade, you know, a courtesy B or something, you know, whatever he did. And, of course, he followed him, and from this point forward, I was a USC fanatic. Right from the get-go, and of course, eventually I ended up going there and graduating there. And I met O.J. at USC. I met O.J., Cole, and Marcus Allen at the same time. Wow. So I knew them. And, you know, when all of this happened, it was really shocking to me.
And, of course, O.J. Simpson, originally from the Bay Area, Galileo High School, San Francisco City College, where he was an All-American there, and then jumped over to USC. So a little perspective for our younger listeners who don't know who O.J. Simpson is. But I tell you what, he's one of the most controversial figures, not only in the sports world, but really in our culture in the modern era. Is that a fair assessment, Steve?
Absolutely. I mean, maybe the most – maybe the most controversial figure in the sports world, not really in any, in the celebrity culture, for sure. A lot of opinions about him.
Yeah. But I mean, so, you know, he goes ahead, he gets exonerated for the, well, he's found not guilty of the murders of Ron Goldman and Nicole Simpson, his ex-wife. But a couple of years later, he actually gets found guilty in a civil trial, which is an easier trial to win. And the $33.5 million judgment against him, which he just doesn't pay. And then he passed away last week. And I guess his estate attorney is basically saying, yeah, we're never going to pay this out. I'm wondering, how does that work? How do you just not pay a judgment?
Well, you have to be able to collect a judgment. It's like anything else. It's like committing a crime. The police have to convict you.
Yeah.
If you committed a crime, you've got to be served the time.
Hey Russ, because Russ is the attorney on the scene here. Go ahead, Russ.
Yeah, I don't see how they're going to avoid being able to pay that out from his estate, because a judgment is considered a priority collection. So even the one thing that they couldn't do was attach his pension. But now that his, you know, there's no protection on that anymore because he's not retired. He's dead.
But does the pension go away when he dies?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, there's no legacy amount to get paid out.
I don't think so. And so in that sense, his it's just going to be whatever, you know, his property sells for when there's an estate sale. And it's going to not be $30 million, I can tell you.
No, but it'd be whatever. And then, well, the thing is, it would be an unsecured loan or unsecured debt judgment. So I'm guessing that
a judgment is a secured debt. A judgment is a secured debt.
Oh, okay.
The judgment itself is the security that is.
Yeah, but the thing is, does it take a priority over?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, gotcha. Judgments do take a priority.
Okay, gotcha. And then he can't like homestead the house anymore because he's not there. So
he's dead. The lawyers would like to dodge it because they've been able to successfully dodge it for decades. But those are really bad people that, you know, those lawyers are just they're the same kind of people that Trump hires to just delay. And they hope that, you know, the people that he owes money to die first before he winds up having to pay them out. And, you know, Trump's managed to do that on a number of cases. But
yeah, we're going to keep away from the politics part of things for now. Okay. Hey, guys, we're going to cut to our first commercial break with a trivia question because things can get heated a little bit under the collar here. And you have to excuse Russell because he had an accident recently.
I feel this way if I fell into a food processor. I still feel this way about Trump. So.
I know. Okay, ready? Here's our first trivia question. We're talking baseball, and for the team, remember, don't say anything until we get back from break if you know the answer. All right. Who is the first National League player to win National League MVP in his first season in the National League? That's our trivia question. Who is the first National League player to win National League MVP in his first season in the National League? And to give you a hint, it was within the last 50 years. So, you know, Russell always teases me about giving baseball questions from the 12th century. And that gives a little bit too much there. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. One more time, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Russell Jackman, Mike McDowell, and our special guest, Steve Travers. All right. Trivia question number one on baseball. Who is the first National League player to win National League MVP in his first season in the National League? So the hint, since nobody off air had known this, he went from the American League to the National League. All right. So that's the first hint. That help? Okay. Not so much. All right. he played for a number of years. You mostly knew him when he played with the Detroit Tigers.
I'm just going to say something. Kirk Gibson?
Yes. In 1988, when, you know, that was his year. When he went to the Dodgers, yeah, he won MVP.
I was going to say Willie Hernandez, but he won it in the American League.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it. But we do have baseball aficionado Steve Travers, because Steve, you played a little baseball in your time.
I did.
Expand a little bit about that, because the audience may not remember.
I guess my moment was when I was at Oakland A's spring training camp 1982, and I show up at the park and I don't see my name on the list, even though it's my day to pitch. And my friend says, "Well, go look at the Oakland roster." And I was like, "Come on, I'm not pitching for Oakland." And I was pitching for Oakland three innings. 4-6 against the San Francisco Giants at Phoenix Municipal Stadium. I drove over there. There were 5 Hall of Famers involved in the game. Ricky Henderson in left field. Frank Robinson was managing the Giants. Joe Morgan was playing second. Billy Martin was my manager. Bill King and Lon Simmons were announcing the game. And I threw 3 scoreless innings with 7 strikeouts. That was my highlight.
Boom. But then did you get hurt?
I actually already was hurt. I was, I had rehab all winter, but I had a torn rotator cuff. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. This is our guest, Steve Travers. Steve, didn't you strike out Kevin Mitchell?
Yes. Yeah. That was the previous year. I struck him out 3 times in a game.
3 times.
Yeah, I struck out 14 or 15. I struck out, I think, 15 of the game. Set an Appalachian League record. The following week, pitching against Bluefield, a guy named Rooney out of University of Florida.
Get a little closer to the mic. Yeah.
Struck out 15 of my guys to tie my record. A record that I'd broken in a league that had been around since 1937. He tied my record 7 days later.
And Kevin Mitchell, the National League MVP Player of the Year at one point, also the manager of the Sonoma County Crushers in California. Yeah. So that
Kingsport Mets team consisted of all the future 1986 World Champion Mets players. They were a good team.
Yeah. Not the amazing Mets of '69, but close. They're very good. Hey, I want to just really quickly here talk about the salaries for a minute. What? Because the reason I want to mention first, actually, let me talk about the WNBA for just a second. Okay, so guess how much the average salary is in the WNBA? The average salary. Anyone?
$120,000.
Not bad. $148,000. Okay. Now
it was $120,000 prior.
It was 120 prior. Okay. Now, with more TV viewers this year, because whether or not you agree with the specific stats, you know that it's become more popular, right? That figure is going to mostly increase. So, you know, you have Caitlin Clark and then Cameron Brink. Now, Clark, because it's her first year in the WNBA, she's only going to earn $76,000. That's the starting salary. Okay. However, Guess how much she made from her, you know, they call it the NIL, the name, age, and likeness deals. This last year, how much do you think she made?
$1 million.
Two million.
$3.4 million. And that came from Gatorade, State Farm, Nike, Buick, Topps, and H&R Block. And the thing is, I mean, I think it's really good for women's basketball that you're getting these, you know, superstars to come out. You know, it's sort of like in 79 when Magic Johnson and Larry Bird, they pretty much saved the NBA when they came out. And then obviously now it's become, you know, so extremely popular. So what's the average salary in the NBA?
Like about 4 million.
Go ahead, Russell.
$7 million. $7 million. Okay. And the average Major League Baseball? Yeah, isn't that amazing? Average Major League Baseball. Now, again, I'm assuming they just take the total and they divide by how many players. That's what I'm guessing.
2 million?
Average Major. Say again?
2 million?
3.9 for Major League Baseball. What about the NFL? They have more players. But
I'm going to say 6.
No, 2 million. It's less than that. It's less than Major League Baseball. Now, how about this? MLS, Major League Soccer.
700,000.
200 grand.
Wow.
200 grand. Wow. Yeah. But the thing is, you know, that soccer is becoming more popular. You know, you're getting a lot of Latin American people coming to the United States and, you know, filling up stadiums.
People have been saying that since the 70s, though. People have been saying that since the 70s, since I was a kid. They're always saying that soccer is just you know, a couple years away from being America's sport. And
well, you know, I mean, I haven't heard that, but I definitely think it's become more popular. And, you know, and I got to say that the women's basketball has become better. You know, I remember about 10 years ago, they all seemed to be kind of like standing around, not really doing much with being athletic. Now, a lot of these women are pretty darn athletic. This was the first time I actually watched. I didn't watch any of the WNBA, but I did watch the semifinals and the finals for college. And it was entertaining. It really was.
Yeah.
I know, Mike, you've got some some comments on it.
Hey, real quickly, you know, the NBA just set a new record. They drew 20.2.5 million fans to set the all-time attendance record this past season, and they drew for the 23-24 year. Anyways, that's just food for thought. But one of the reasons we have Stephen Travers on, our good friend, you know, he is a historian, especially when it comes down to the USC football athletics. And we're talking about the lives and times of O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson, 11 years in the NFL. He was the MVP, played for the Buffalo Bills and our San Francisco 49ers. But you hear about his life and what went on. Steve, I know that you have done a lot of research in this. I think you've even written a book that is on as well. And there's a lot of... What do you say? New theories about some, perhaps what happened. Talk a little bit about that, because everybody thinks OJ did it, but did he?
Well, I did write a book, I think in 2016, just to read what the OJ Simpson murder case did to America. And I had a publisher, and the publisher pulled out because I was a little bit too critical of Nicole, her extracurricular activities and things she did after she left OJ, and you know. I've looked at a lot of these conspiracy theories, and there have been two that struck me. One was on, I think, the TV show TLC, and they had a police detective, a private detective, and an author all looked into it. And they considered it highly possible O.J. Stunt may have done the deed. He was a chef who was very skilled with knives, and that O.J. may have been protecting him. And recently, I saw a YouTube documentary with a guy who
involved with OJ's situation in Las Vegas. And he felt pretty sure that what really happened was that Nicole was doing drugs and she was OJ was being blackmailed for her drug habit. And that OJ went in there to scare the drug dealer. And Ron Goldman showed up, and that it was somebody else who killed these people, but OJ was there. His blood, it was his blood. He had tracked the blood. It was his blood. But he didn't actually do it.
But why was he bleeding then?
You see, he got cut in the practice, according to this guy's testimony or this guy's theory. And so the thing of it is the prosecutors always want a nice, easy narrative that they can present a jury. They don't want a complication, and I think it was complicated.
Okay, Steve, stay with us. We're going to continue on that. We do have to go to another quick break here, though. Talking baseball, the trivia question here is, which major league hitter drove in the most runs in a single season between 1980 and 1989? I'll give you a hint. He played for the American League. All right. Which major league hitter drove in the most runs in a single season between 1980 and 1989? You'll know this player for sure. All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
Are you aware of the 30% federal tax credit available now when you purchase a Tesla Powerwall in California? Act now, and you'll not only receive a 30% federal tax credit on your Tesla Powerwall, you'll also reduce your electric bill. Want a free estimate? Want to claim a $100 off voucher for your Tesla Powerwall installation? It's easy. Just call Tesla Powerwall Certified Installer, Integrity Electric, and mention the name of our friend, Edward Brown. Call Integrity Electric at 415-499-8844. Once again, 415-499-8844. Since 1993, award-winning Marin County-based Integrity Electric has been recognized as a leader and trusted expert in their field. Our web address, integrityelectric.net. That's integrityelectric.net. Integrity Electric.
The Diversified Mortgage Expo is one of the top note investing conferences of the year. Held in person in Nashville, Tennessee, May 31st to June 1st, this conference will help note investors, service providers, note creators, sellers, private lenders, and industry experts network, learn, and expand their business. Join hundreds of investors, institutional sellers, industry experts, private lenders, and service providers at one of the top industry events of the year. Go to diversifiedmortgageexpo.com for details and to register.
Palio Restaurant's been the premier Italian restaurant serving downtown San Francisco since 1990. Palio features fine Italian fare and a Wine Spectator award-winning wine list, so there's no surprise it's been voted best Italian restaurant in the SF Weekly this year. Palio has consistently been voted one of the best restaurants in San Francisco by San Francisco locals. Palio's been in business for over 30 years and recently went through a complete remodel. Our guests can expect to receive the same excellence in food and service that has sustained us for over 30 years in a brand new and more modern space. Our 250-plus seat restaurant includes seating in four distinct spaces, making social distancing while dining easy in our establishment. All precautions are taken by staff to ensure a safe dining experience. Open Monday through Saturdays. Reservations are recommended. Visit paliosf.com to view our menus and make a reservation today.
Celebrate with us.
Enjoy exceptional Broadway performers and world-class wine under the starlit Sonoma sky. From theater favorites to the treasured American songbook and today's popular hits, Transcendence Theater Company presents Broadway in Sonoma in the magical field of dreams, steps from Sonoma Plaza, this June through September. Get your tickets today at bestnightever.org.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Edward Brown, Stephen Chavers, Mike McDowd, Russell Jackman, we're all here. All right. Trivia question number two. Which major league hitter drove in the most runs in a single season between 1980 and 1989? And what's interesting is this guy hardly ever popped out. He hardly ever hit a pop-up, which is kind of interesting. And he hit like seven home runs.
Detroit Tigers in 1987?
No. And he was known also for hitting, I think, a home run in either seven or nine consecutive games.
Mark McGwire?
No. No. Don Mattingly.
Oh.
Don Mattingly. Yeah. People forget about him. Yeah. Okay. So Steve Travers, quite the historian. We were just talking about the whole OJ case. The thing is, if he had been there and seen a struggle, I don't remember that being a defense. Like, hey, I actually came across this guy. I thought he claimed he just like showed up later or he was never there. So it's been like 30 years since this case.
His big claim was that it was all the evidence was planted by the police.
Oh, the cops. Yeah.
And racially motivated. But the thing was, they could never explain why the Bruno Marley shoes that O.J. Simpson had custom made for himself, those footprints were outside the window. So he was obviously watching what went on.
But couldn't those have been from like a week ago or 2 weeks before?
The forensics determined that the footprints were there, from the night of the attack.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So, but the thing was, the O.J. Simpson jury, I think, was one of the most simple-minded and stupidest group of people that have ever assembled to give a verdict in any case in America.
Well, do you remember at the very end, the one guy shakes his fist in the air like, yeah, victory.
Yeah, and Lance Ito asked for O.J.'s autograph. And more people were interested in Marsha Clark's hairdo and the Lance Ito dancers on Jay Leno. The whole thing was a complete mockery. And LA has shown that if you're a celebrity, you can do anything you want and you will not be charged for anything. If you're in Los Angeles and you want to commit a crime and you're a celebrity, go ahead. The LA prosecution will never be able to catch you. They couldn't even nail Robert Blake, who was absolutely guilty beyond
his wife, Beretta.
They couldn't even do that. They couldn't even do that. So they're totally incompetent. The LA.
Well, who is the other prosecutor? Not Marsha Clark.
Christopher Darden.
Christopher Darden. And it's funny because I just heard Alan Dershowitz, who is one of OJ's attorneys, say, he goes, he was terrible. I mean, he's just a terrible attorney.
He was.
Yeah. He allowed the glove, even though it had gotten wet, and so it was there for a trunk. So, you always want to know what's going to happen ahead of time. Anymore.
Yeah. Right. Hey, well, also, why he was OJ was wearing like latex gloves underneath, which nobody ever does. So that also would make it not look like it fits. So it's kind of that part's kind of ridiculous.
So true. And guys, I think we can all agree, and maybe I'll get a no, we can't agree. But one thing about O.J. Simpson was that he literally was the all-American guy. He was the media darling. Yep. We all wanted to love the guy. And I think we all did. He just seemed like, hey, who doesn't want to be like O.J.? But there was a whole other side of this guy that we don't know about.
But you hear about the drugs afterward. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really a real sad tale, the ending of O.J. Simpson. One other Stephen Travers, our guest and historian, wrote a book about O.J. Simpson. Steve, there's also another theory, and that's A. And then B, is this case going to finally just, are we ending everything, or is it going to continue to propel? Yeah.
Well, I mean, with O.J.'s death, it will not be as, it will slowly fade away like Patty Arbuckle case.
Oh yeah, but,
you know. I mean, there was also it was also in that theory, that second theory that I posited about trying to collect from drug dealers. There was the involvement of a guy who was a known serial killer. He was known as the Casanova Killer, and he actually lived in Nicole's house one time because he did work in Nicole's house and worked there, and possibly had a romantic affair with her. And there was, they actually made a movie about it several years ago, I think 2016. I think it was called The Casanova Killer. I'm not sure. But, so there was, I mean, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, this theory this guy had as far as Bruno Marley shoes, yeah, all that was real. OJ was there. He was behind the bushes, you know, watching the serial killer supposedly scare these drug dealers from blackmailing him to pay for Nicole's drug habit. And it got out of hand. And then Ron showed up. It was an interesting thing, but I have to watch it again to get all the details. I've watched all these things. I mean, there's something not quite right here. I absolutely believe he was guilty. At this point, I'm about 60% sure that he's guilty. So I have a little bit of doubt.
There's always going to be doubt, and especially when the forensics, they kept messing around.
30 years later, and they can't find and even have a clue as to who else would have any motivation to do this kind of thing. There's only one person that all the evidence points to directly, and that's O.J. Simpson. So
I agree.
I don't know where you get your 40% doubt from, but to me, every year that goes by, I'm even more convinced that O.J. did it.
Well, he probably did. But like I say, if you watch some of these documentaries that I've watched, I'm pretty fascinated by it.
But you know what? As I tell you, remember Scott Peterson and Lacey Peterson? Remember that whole thing? I was watching some kind of a series, and they started to kind of point to some potential doubt. Now, that one, I think, also is, I don't say it's open and shut.
Who doesn't make their own boat anchor? Who doesn't and who owns a boat? You have enough money to own a boat, but you make your own boat anchor that's just strong enough to hold down a human body.
You go on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve
Christmas Day,
by yourself.
To go fishing. Yes.
When you're a suspect, you dye your hair orange and you go down south with $10,000 in cash.
I just thought the homemade boat anchor was really too much. You know, I mean, I know a number of people with boats. I've never known any of them to make their own anchor for themselves. They have enough money. You want to buy a boat, you buy your own anchor too. You buy a real one. You don't make one out of concrete, which really was just the way to dispose of a body.
Well, that's the other thing is if you made your own anchor out of concrete, wouldn't that be a little too difficult to bring up?
It sure would be. That's why people have their own anchors.
Didn't those bodies drift up to the shore and were found somewhere in the Richmond area?
Eventually.
Well, yeah, no, anyway. I'm sure that he did it. I'm sure that Scott Peterson's guilty without any more proof. But I try these things in my own mind anyway, so.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, let's kind of shift gears a little bit and get on a little happier note. So the Olympic track and field, it's the first sport to pay prize money at the Olympic Games. $50,000 to gold medalists in Paris.
That's
so finally, Olympians are going to get paid, at least.
Olympians get paid. A gold medal is worth several million dollars in endorsements and advertisements. I have no idea why $50,000 would make a difference to a gold medal win. I seriously don't think that would make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, but obviously the stuff that happens after you win a gold. But we're talking about, you know, quote, paid athletes, so to speak.
Getting a gold medal is like a free license to print money as far as advertisements and testimonials go. You can write your own paycheck. As far as that goes. But
listen, a friend of mine, Paul Kingsman, was a bronze medal winner in swimming, and he got a bunch of endorsements. Of course, he was a national hero for the country of New Zealand, so it's a little different than being a bronze medal winner in the United States. Lastly, though, I want to say Andrew Luck, trying to make a comeback after retiring 6 years. He's now age 35. What do you think, guys? Any chance?
Why not?
He has a neck injury, right? Wasn't that the reason he retired?
Yeah. I mean, highly unlikely he's going to be successful. But I'm all for him, man. Why not?
I still hear rumors that Colin Kaepernick is coming back. So, you know, it's like, I guess you can never be too old. Let's see if they want to get up.
How old is Kaepernick? 36? Like in the
40s now? He's probably 43.
No, he's not that old.
It was over 10 years since he was in football.
He never wanted to play football. I mean, after that whole debacle. Well, that's a whole other show.
That's another one. And then lastly here, guys, Jose Abreu, you know, he was like a big batting champion. So far this year, now the season's very early, but he's only batting .082, no home runs or stolen bases, and an OPS of .250.
Russell, you for the Giants.
Yeah, that's right. Do you do fantasy baseball? Russell, you don't do fantasy baseball, do you? You only do fantasy NBA or fantasy football?
Yeah, no, fantasy baseball is way too hard to keep track of. It's, you know, you have to follow it every day and change your lineups every day. But the Giants have a 192 team batting average. So, you know, 082 fits right there in the
and they're still not at the bottom.
No.
There's still a couple teams. Again, it's very early in the season.
More games. Thank God they get to play Miami for two more games.
Any predictions of how who's going to win the World Series? Or is it a little too early to predict?
NBA, let's think of who was going to come out of the West and who's going to come out of the East. I say it's going to be Denver versus Dallas, and the East it's going to be Milwaukee against Boston. I see Boston going forwards. I see Denver going forwards. I see Denver against Boston. I see Denver winning.
Just like last year.
Yeah.
I don't. I think Boston's going to be fresh off of the West is so tough and brutal that it's going to be so physical and so contentious that the Celtics are going to be rested and they're going to be ready to go. And whoever they play, good luck.
Good luck. Okay, guys, you ready for our last trivia question here? All right. We got an easy one for you this time. All right. And again, don't say anything till we get back because we want the audience to be pondering this question. We're talking baseball here. Which is the only Major League Baseball team to never make it to the World Series? And no saying the Louisville Colonels from the 1800s. That doesn't count. All right. That's our trivia question. Mike, come on. You got to look on your face. You're looking up to the sky. You got to know this one. What is the only Major League Baseball team to never make it to the World Series? All right. Stay with us. You're listening to Sports Econ 101. We're going to be right back with some closing comments. Don't touch that dial.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Welcome back to Sports Econ 101. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with my co-hosts, Russell Jackman and Mike McDowd, and our special guest, Steve Travers. All right, our third trivia question on baseball. Which is the only Major League Baseball team to never make it to the World Series?
Seattle.
Yes, the Mariners.
I was going to say that. All right. Yeah. That's it? Nobody.
That was the easy one.
Yeah, and they had that 120-win season that they never got anything for. You know, they won
116 games.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, they lost to the Yankees, I think, didn't they?
Yeah.
It was Texas in Seattle, and then they made
it. It was Texas, yeah. And then finally Texas won. Yes, Mike.
Hey, Yankees broadcaster John Sterling, legendary voice, has stepped away. That's something we've got to talk about. He's the soundtrack of Yankees baseball for the last almost 40 years. Wow. You know, he's the guy, the Yankees win. The Yankees win.
You know, always
maybe they'll get Rennell. Maybe they'll get Rennell. She's okay. Available.
Okay. All right. So, guys, are you ready? We have to cut out for today. That was my bell going off there. Okay. Here's our thoughts of the day. So, did I tell you that I won my high school wrestling championship? Turns out my opponent's last name was Heimlich, and he only had one maneuver.
Yeah.
You like that one? Okay. Actually, I was a pretty good wrestler. I saw a sign that said, watch for children. And I thought, that sounds like a pretty fair trade. No, I love my kids.
Good.
Want to make sure.
It has several dark meanings, I'm afraid.
Yes, it does. All right. Stephen Travers, thank you again. We'll have you back on again, talk a little bit more baseball, about a little bit of actually all the various books he wrote. It'd be really kind of cool to get into that. All right. And audience, tune in next week to Sports Econ 101. We'll be discussing sports topics from a business perspective and asking more sports trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm your host, Edward Brown. We'll see you next week.
Adios.
McDude out.